Chris.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
IMS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Welcome. A brand new week and a lot of serious things to talk about. We'll take just a little bit of a break from that as I open up to introduce first guest. Her name is Janice Parks. She is the author of The House of Music. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Be sure to get a copy of the book. And Janice, it's nice to start the week off with you. A pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Tell us about your book. It's really an interesting book. What's it about and why did you set it up this way?
A few years ago, I quit my job and I went back to school to study music, and I became a kindergarten music teacher, and I needed a way that I could reach out to 4- and 5-year-olds to get them to understand and really get involved with music. So if I was teaching them notes, I just started naming them with some character names, and that's how they started remembering the notes. And most kids at that age, they learn their music by rote, which is typically memorization. So when they know it's fun and they enjoy it, they like the lyric, they pick it up very quickly.
Yeah, and you know, we want one of the real aids in memory, and I've been involved with someone who does that in total recall, is to association. You're formed by association. I know when I don't have my pen and a pad of paper and I think of something, I always make that connection. How has it worked out? Have you seen anything like this applied, and how has it worked out?
I have not yet in some of my studies, because in just really going back to put together some of the foundations in music and getting the basic elements, it starting off with a child in the 3- and 4-year-old range. They're so influenced by what they listen to. And once the parents get involved, it makes it more fun. And that's what they start associating their music with.
You know, the mind at that age, I mean, it's like a sponge. Adults, you and I and others think, oh, boy, I wish I could absorb things the way young kids do.
And
how did you arrive at the fact that this was the perfect age to get this going?
I think just the amount of influence, you know, if you think about it, the child prior to being born is listening to music this whole time. And so even with a parent putting something in the CD player, anything that they listen to in the car on the radio, the child is in the back absorbing every bit of it, and that's what gets them interested. How popular was the song from the movie Frozen? How popular was some of the music from the movie Happy Feet? Because of the characters that are singing the music, a lot of times that's what they attach to, is that character or that person I think one of the big things now that the kids really enjoy that beat is the Uptown Funk song. I loved it myself because I just like all genres of music. And so I think a lot of times once the parents have given the influence to the child of all genres, they kind of sort of pick one they like, and you're going to know when they love it.
When teaching anyone, well, yeah, let's restrict it to kids. When teaching kids, association is great, but the storyline accompanying it adds a whole degree and intrigue of interest. It's like reading a book, which is a fictional book, but it's based on nonfiction. But to keep it interesting and entertaining, it's put, other than the fact for anonymity, it's put into a fictional setting. In this particular case, in order to keep the kids interested, you've got to develop a storyline. What's the storyline, and how tough was that to put together?
Well, the first storyline came with a child trying to learn the piano. And sometimes it is frustrating when you're just first learning piano and understanding the notes and constantly having to practice. And a lot of times you feel like you're not going to be able to get all of those notes and you're going to mess up. But it's okay if you mess up. So what I was trying to do was to bring the notes to life, to encourage the child who was practicing the piano to not give up, to keep going. And in the first book, of course, the young man who is taking the lessons makes it, and everybody is so excited because he makes an accomplished practice. And Miss Marie is the music teacher, and so there's other students that come in to take piano lessons from her. And the second book is understanding what a concert is.
What lies ahead? Do you have ideas for follow-up books based upon what success you have with this?
Thanks, Stu, for asking. I do have a couple of drafts. The next one I want to work on a little bit is going to be in the House of Music. The notes are going to be assigned rooms. And I will have an upstairs that is the treble clef floor. And I will have a ground floor, which is the bass clef floor. And so their room names will be the lines and the spaces. And so that's how I will start teaching the lines and spaces.
You look back, and I mean, I could look at it in a much more analytical point now that I have grandchildren. And what amazes me now that I never really thought all that consciously about was music being instinct, a part of the makeup, the genetic makeup of people, and how even before little kids can verbalize anything, they keep beat, they dance, they do this. Have you done any studies into that? Because it's really part of the human, it's part of the human component.
No, I have not delved into that, Sue, but you're absolutely right in that music actually invokes the emotion. And as you know, music can make you happy. It makes you excited, joyful, even peaceful, and of course, sometimes sad. So that is a developmental process also, because most kids, they're so receptive to things that are fun and exciting at that 3, 4, and 5-year-old stage.
The book by Janice Parks, and I suggest you get it. You don't have to have a little kid to get it. I think it's for everyone because our lives are really based around developing the next generation. And the book is entitled The House of Music. Just have a brief time to go. Perhaps you'd like to make some closing comments or a closing statement on something we haven't covered.
Other than just you had mentioned at the beginning of your program that it was at takepublishing.com, but there is also an audio download. And so if you want to copy that to a CD so that you can have it in the car or put it on any type of player, that's also available.
What did you learn from writing this book?
I so much enjoyed this in putting this book together. It has just been a gift. It's just been something that I feel like I was called to do. I was also teaching music in my church, and it just made it so much fun for watching the kids really relate to all of the music.
Biggest surprise you experienced in writing this book?
I think that not many people knew that I could sing or that I had any type of music background. So it's been kind of of an eye opener, I think, for some folks to say, I never knew that about you. So that was fun also.
Do you think this is a God-given ability or instinct that we can develop a whole musical nature about kids, even if it's, for example, engineering would not be the way that I'd go. I don't know if you could make an engineer, but everybody loves music. Everybody loves rhythm. Everybody loves a beat. Is this something that could be taught to everyone?
Oh, yes. And yes, sir. And you're absolutely right. It is a God gift. Absolutely. And I do not take that gift lightly, and I do want to continue to pursue it in whatever direction that I'm called to.
All right. I want to thank you very much for bringing this great book on air to talk about. It's written by Janice Parks. It's called The House of Music. Once again, you can go to TatePublishing.com, Amazon.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. And you know what I always end up doing anyway is just Googling it. I think you'll enjoy it, and I certainly think your kids or your grandkids would benefit by it, even though if they're too young to read, Janice, go read it to them, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We've got lots more to go here today, and I will... We'll change direction as soon as I come back from a break. This is Stu Taylor. Stu Taylor on Business.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 AM WBMW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
There's an oldie, and I'll tell you, it's in my top all-time 50, and that's in the Summertime by Mongo Jerry. I'm sure I'm citing a lot of songs that people don't know, but it's a great one, and I'm getting a lot of feedback. A lot of people like the intros of the music that I have here. I am just making a recommendation when I talk about one of the great values that anyone could get at any time. I mean this with sincerity from the bottom of my heart. I spent the last 3 days, each day, going kayaking. I love to go kayaking with my wife. We get our own boats. I don't like to kayak in a twosome. It is great exercise. It is such an experience, and it's so inexpensive and convenient because all you have to do is go to the location, and there were a whole bunch of them, not only in the Boston area, but in Rhode Island and Washington. And it's called Boating in Boston. You can go to boatingandboston.com. Please trust me on this. No dragging boats, putting them on the roof. My brother used to say, you want to go kayaking with me? I said, Jay, you know, I don't want to put the stuff on the roof or do this. And he has now become dedicated to boating in Boston. He doesn't even use his kayaks. He's got rowboats and pedal boats, sailboats. It's unbelievable. And the cost is so low. Just go to boatinginboston.com, boatinginboston.com, and tell him you heard it right here on Stu Taylor on Business. Before I get in, if I have much of a chance here to get into the Republican convention in Cleveland, and unfortunately there's going to be a lot of rioting, and it's going to be in many ways unpleasant, but it's certainly going to be unusual. And I don't understand how any reasonable person, just looking at the logic of this, would get behind Trump and say, and if it is indeed the fact, I don't like the guy, but I have to support him because the alternative will completely destroy the United States. I think Trump is going to put in such competent people, and he may announce them during this week, during the convention in Cleveland. And all you have to do is look at them. Take a look at the people associated with Obama and Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's enough to make you sick. There's only been one positive move in the past couple of weeks from the Democrats. They finally dumped Debbie Wasserman Schultz, incorrigible. Now, I try to practice what I preach, and I succeed to a limit, but my this is really simple. There is nothing to debate. I know, oh, you're hard. We went out with friends Saturday night, and my friend's wife says, Stu, you're not reasonable. And I said, there isn't anything to debate anymore. And I will debate if someone wants to call into the show at 888-205-2263. That's 888-205-2263. But I think predominantly most of the people who listen to the show agree and like what I say. They agree with what I say. They like what I say. So my wife and I are at a concert in our town on Friday night, setting up our chairs, sitting on the grass and listening. I don't know, even know the name of the band. It was enjoyable. Think of all the times we used to do it when our kids were little, and psh, now they're off, and now I've got grandkids. And I don't know too many people anymore in town. And we ran into a good friend of mine, and we had a nice chat. And then I see him off to the left talking, let me just say, with some guy, a friend of his. Here is the crux of the problem. And every time I say I'm going to control myself 100%, I can't. I just can't. Because I don't know what they're drinking or what they're smoking or what kind of hypnotic trance they're in. Am I nuts? Isn't this really simple? Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? And I go to my local post office, and there are two people there, and they get it. I hate Trump, but I'm voting for him. I said, fabulous. That's great. That's great. So my friend had said to me, gee, I saw on CNN where, and this was taken again out of context, was never the case. Paul Manafort came on Morning Joe this morning and talked about the delays in having the announcement in the press conference with Mike Pence. And my friend said, gee, I saw it on CNN where Trump changed his mind. He said, that just can't be. It can't be. So I went up on CNN, and I went up on CNN, and it was nothing. It just said Trump selects Mike Pence. So as my friend was talking to this gentleman, the reason I'm dragging this story out is it's just a clear illustration of what's wrong in this country. I walked over to him, and again, I won't mention his name, and I said, look, this is the latest. I just Googled CNN. There's nothing about this. I don't know where you got it or how you heard it. And I said, but it doesn't surprise me, even if they did it, because CNN lies or gets everything wrong 80% of the time. And I think I was being generous. And then this guy, whom I was not introduced to, and I will never get introduced to, said, I can't believe how Trump is wrong almost 100% of the time, and he's the equivalent of a Hitler and a fascist, and he's going to ruin this country. And I just said two things, and I just turned around and walked away. I said, Trump isn't perfect. He's obnoxious. He's a braggadocio. He skims the surface on issues. He hasn't been involved in any scandals. Hillary Clinton is a pathological liar who's committed treason and is involved in scandal after scandal, sold our secrets to the Russians in uranium, messed up the reset button, completely messed up our foreign policy everywhere she's been, has been involved in a ton of scandals. I said, and that's the choice. And I didn't say one more, didn't even listen to what he was going to say. I just turned around and I said to my friend, I'll talk with you later. And I went down and I told my wife. I really do my best. I do my best to be self-controlled. And that was probably as good as I could do under the conditions. I want to know what these fools are eating and drinking. And I listened to at the convention, the Cleveland police chief, God bless him, who came on And after he gave his talk about how disgusting the comments Barack Obama were making about and being a race baiter, you know what his concluding comment was? I'll probably get audited now, right after saying what I just said on radio. So there you go. There you go, folks. All right. Back to our original subject.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I'd definitely do it again.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would.
All right, the great lungs of Tony Bennett still performing, and he's got to be in his upper 80s. I don't know. Amazing performer. Now we are joined by Vondre McGow. I want to spell his name. If you want to Google him, it's V-A-U-N-D-R-E-M-C-G-O-U-G-H, and it's pronounced McGow. The name of the book is Pro, a pro football player's dream that turns into a nightmare, and it's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Vondre, welcome. Nice to have you with us on a subject that a lot of people are fascinated by. All you have to do is look at the revenue that the National Football League takes in. It's the most profitable of all leagues. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Why did you pick this subject? Are you an athlete? Did you have a background as an athlete? I'm curious. Or were you a gambler?
No, I was neither, but I'm a big football fan. So I just wanted to tell a story about football and gambling and the possibilities of that taking place, you know, in real life.
Did you draw the storyline from anybody you know or any experiences that you encountered, although you didn't play football and you didn't gamble? Where did the idea generate from?
You mean the story itself?
Yeah, the story. How'd you come up with it? Gee, I know someone who gambled, or I know a pro football player.
I just had an idea of, a player involved with gambling or having a gambling habit, and basically what would he do if he was so deep into it that he owed money to, you know, like the mob, and they basically came to him forcing him to, you know, fix games, and now it's on a higher scale, whereas the whole initial gambling addiction started back in college, and he figured by shaving points in games, he would be through with that, but now that he's entered into the pro league, the problem comes back to haunt him, so I wanted a story that would really put my main characters back up against the wall and force him to make a major decision to get out of the mess he's in. So,
all right. I don't know. Are you familiar with the great Chicago Black Sox scandal with Shoeless Joe Jackson back, I don't know, 1918, 1919, 1920? Do you recall that?
No, I did. About the Boston, college basketball scandal.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, we see it too much. What is it about the destructive lives of so many athletes, whether it's heroin, whether it's drugs of any kind, whether it's gambling? It happens far too much. I'm sure you and I would sit and say, boy, give me a contract for $10 million and I'll be the epitome of rectitude. It's pretty rampant, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think what the salaries these players are making today is, it's just so much pressure to you basically have to prove yourself. Making them prove themselves before they even get out on the field or the court or, in baseball. And it's just so much pressure that back when I remember sports, you didn't get that big contract. You had to prove yourself first before you got the big money, But now they're getting the big money up front. And I think if they're not disciplined, they don't have character and integrity about themselves, that whatever habits they have, they'll easily fall off, fall deep into the pressures of that money that they get up front.
Can you think of any professional football player that kind of clicks in when you write this book, or is this what you'd call an original work?
No, this is an original work, but I can say, offhand, right now, I'm just shocked that, Johnny Manziel, what's going on with him.
What a tragedy. In this particular case, it's undoubtedly drugs. It's probably gambling, too, I think, and just bad behavior, abuse of his one-time girlfriend. And their lives are just turned around and completely ruined. What is the basic storyline of this book, and how do you kind of tie it all together? Because you got the mob connection as well.
It's about a college football player whose dream of playing professional football, that dream turns into a nightmare when he learns his agent that he just hired is connected to the mob that he owes money to for gambling debts from college.
Is there something different or original in this book that you think might be intriguing to other people? Or did you write this book really as just a message, as a warning, or third option here, just for your own pleasure?
I would say all three. I say my story is different. It keeps the readers thinking about what's coming next. I keep my readers engaged in the story nonstop. I have action, suspense, crime, drama. So I have a little bit of everything. It's kind of my style of writing. I just keep I keep people engaged when they're reading the book. And there is a message. Basically, with my character, it's about redemption, redeeming himself from doing the wrong thing when nobody was watching. So now he has the opportunity to, do the right thing, and he does it regardless of the outcome. And I think we live in a society today where when you get in a mess, you just want to get out of the mess, but you don't want to deal with the consequences that got you there in the first place. You just want to kind of wipe everything away and start a clean slate. But a lot of times it doesn't happen like that. You have to deal with the consequences for making that wrong decision in the beginning.
Vondre, is there a particular audience who wrote this book for?
My age range is, I would say it's middle schoolers can read it, high school, young adult, all the way up to our senior. It's really family oriented and inspirational. So pretty much everybody can read it. It's just easy to understand. But I think the flux of really grasping what is going on with we'll start with the middle school age.
There's what's called the hook, and it's the hook in anything. What's the hook? What is it about this book that will separate it from others of the same type and want to make people to buy it? Now, they can't read the book and say, here's the hook. You have to get them to buy the book. What would you describe as the hook?
I would basically describe the hook as, just seeing my main character get in a situation and kind of trying to figure out how to get a way out. So you can kind of compare it to the last play of any game you would see where, you know, the clock is ticking and, you know, the star athlete has to make the final shot to win the game. And the hook to grab the audience is that, how would I, if I was in this situation, what would I do to get out?
All right, well explained. The name of it is Pro, a pro football player's dream turns into a nightmare. It's written by Vondre McGow, and it's published by Tate Publishing. Thanks for joining us today, Vondre. It's been a pleasure. All right, we'll take a break.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 2-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17. Limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, our final segment of the day, and just kind of taking a little break from politics. Now, I think it's important that we do it a little break from business because we're featuring on subject matter that may leave a lasting impression and may involve everybody listening. Joining us right now is Dee Dee Rittman. She is the author of really an interesting book, Grady Gets Glasses. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to TatePublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Had the pleasure of meeting Dee Dee, and good morning. It's great to have you on.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. And you can also go to GradyGetsGlasses.com.
So that's what I like.
Find copies, yes.
Right to it, because I always tell people, if you want to sell your book, don't be shy about talking about it. So now that I know you're not shy talking about it, what's the book about, and what's the message or messages? I know what it is, but I want our audience to hear it.
Thank you, Stu. Grady Gets Glasses is a book for kids 2 to 8 years old, and it's about a rabbit named Grady who gets glasses. Written in verse, I will say the kids just love the rabbit and the rhyme. Grady tells and explains about nearsighted, farsighted, care of, and wearing of glasses. And for children who are getting glasses for the first time, and they might feel a little bit awkward about that, you know, Stu, Grady makes them feel like they're special. And he explains how wearing glasses helps him. And I'm having a lot of fun with the book, I have to tell you. I have a Grady Gets Glasses Facebook page, and I was just in Las Vegas for a week.
You got a website for it as well?
Oh, yes. Yes, GradyGetsGlasses.com. Yes.
All right,
and
that made sense.
Page.
I like those simple websites that tell it all.
Right. It is so simple. And also on Facebook, Grady Gets Glasses, I did some very funny pictures with Grady at the Hoover Dam, and we made a lot of new friends. I got a lot of book orders just from being there. And one of the funniest things I did was I took Grady into a Harry Winston diamond store and had them explain carats of diamonds versus carats for rabbits. And there's a couple of cute pictures of, and Grady the bunny is coming out as well. I've become an entrepreneur, Stu. You know, I was a teacher, 10th grade, for 37 years. And when my husband passed away in 2011, or rather 2012, I retired in 2011. All of a sudden, you know, I had nothing to do, and I was so accustomed to being of service to others. So having Grady Gets Glasses and inspiring children and reading at schools and working with optometrists, I'm having a wonderful time.
So I'm glad you are, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is much more than being nearsighted or farsighted and giving kids the opportunity to overcome the apprehension and bullying that they're subjected to. It's really kind of a message for doing everything in life for kids, whether you're fat, whether you're too tall, whether you're homely, or whether you... It's more than just glasses, isn't it?
It is, and that's where I'm going. Actually, Sue, I'm having enough success here, and I love writing it so much that I've decided to make this book into a series. So the next one's going to be Grady Gets Glasses, the prequel, explaining to kids why Grady got the glasses, the headaches, he struck out, the bad grade, and so on. And I promote family relationships. In the third book, Grady has some friends all wearing glasses. There's a dog, a cat, and a bear, and they're going to play miniature golf. And it's going to be an anti-bullying theme because the other foursome is not going to have glasses.
Uh-huh.
So I do, you know, I do feel good about what I'm offering to kids. And I will tell you that the kids love the book. They love the character. And I got a prototype of the character made, and I've been carrying him around with me everywhere. He's just 12 inches tall, and he should be arriving at my house in Pittsburgh within the next 2 weeks, and he'll be on sale at my website, GradyGetsGlasses.com.
It is a lot of fun. Be sure to get that. Is this for any particular specified demographic?
No, I would just say kids 2 to 8 really like it. And, you know, something else that I'm doing is I'm starting a Grady Gets Glasses Foundation, and I'm going to donate a percentage of the sale of each book to a foundation to help kids who need glasses and can't afford them.
You taught 10th grade, so that's well beyond the age group that this book is targeted for. But how many kids have you encountered? And they have these problems in the 10th grade. We have them all our lives, you know. I deal with the fact that I have a face for radio, you know. And how many times have you seen this during your life where people, where kids are forced to face these issues and don't know how to resolve them?
Oh, that was my entire teaching career. There was always an issue. It doesn't matter if the kids were 14, 15, or 16 in the building where I taught. There were issues over and over. Mrs. Rittman, what should I do? Mrs. Rittman, should I tell my parents? I mean, it starts at birth, and it doesn't really end until we end. So, you know, I would like the world to be kinder and gentler. And Grady explains that, you know, it can be, especially if you wear glasses and you can appreciate them. But you're right. I mean, there are everyone has an issue. When you look at someone and you think they're perfect, never think that. They always
right.
have
and
an issue.
So we do look through glasses that have colored lenses at times, correct?
We do. And
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm really hoping that I'm going to be making Grady's 5 pairs of glasses into glasses that children can actually buy.
Oh, I like that. Now
that
is clever. And it's
working
taking something
right
and scaling it. I think that's a great idea.
Working toward it right now. And I've also been talking to the World Society of Pediatric Ophthalmology and Strabismus, and they love my message. And I think we're going to be doing a few things together.
Was there anything exceptionally challenging about writing this book, or it was kind of a piece of cake?
This was a piece of cake because I got glasses at age 4.
Okay. I'm sure you went through some of that.
I went through all of it, and my vision continued to decline until I got laser vision correction when I was in my 40s. So I understand all about glasses, and I empathize with the kids, believe me. And I'm having fun, Stu. Schools call me in, and, you know, I fill orders, and I present to 150, 200 kids at a time, and it's just really fun. And I'm donating a lot of my time to different counties with their blind association. So it's really, it's a blast, and it's so great to be serving others again the way I used to.
Dee Dee Rittman, stay on as we conclude. I want to thank everyone for listening, and thank you, Dee Dee. Love the message. Brady gets glasses. Stu Taylor, if he's lucky enough, he'll be getting on again tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.